There has been a big story this morning as a bridge has collapsed in Baltimore, Maryland. Just a surreal video that's out there and seen in Baltimore, Maryland, as Maryland now under a state of emergency after this major bridge collapse overnight. A container ship hit the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore a little before 1:30 this morning, sending the span plunging into the river. Several people were on the bridge. Search and rescue team are on the scene now conducting operations. We understand, Lisa, a couple people have been rescued from the water, which is certainly good news. But, you know, this story continues to evolve. And if you want to see the videos of the bridge collapsing, it was all caught on tape. You can go to our Morning Drive with Mike and Lisa Facebook page, and it's posted there. It's just an unreal video. You think you're watching a movie.
Well, and just to put it in perspective, it is the same length as our Ambassador Bridge over a body of water. To me, what struck me is how easy the bridge seemed to collapse into the water. But I mean, you think about where we sit as a border city and people traveling across that bridge and cargo containers and shipping containers up and down the Detroit River. Could something like that happen here? Do we have different rules in place? I thought we'd check in this morning with Peter Berry, Harbor Master at the Windsor Port Authority. And Peter's such a fascinating, scary story, I'm sure, especially for somebody like you who really keeps your eye on this kind of thing, on our bodies of water. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, what a situation is there. I'm sure you've seen the video and thought, wow, what a nightmare this is in Baltimore.
It is. It's a horrific tragedy, especially for the families that are affected, with the workers that were on the bridge, the commuters that were going over the bridge at that time. And again, you know, the details of the causes of this are yet to be determined. The FBI, all the agencies, the alphabet soup, everybody is looking at this right now to see what the causes are. But at this point, what they're stating is that this was caused by an electrical failure on the vessel. And the electrical failure would cause the steering to go off, the ability for the bridge to respond to go off. There was a pilot on board, which would put that expertise for the navigation underneath the bridge in place. But again, until we get the causes of where this, what led to this, we have to be very cautious in commenting about either negligence or maintenance or what really caused this bridge to collapse after it was struck.
Right. And it's, yeah, certainly does look like a power failure on that cargo ship. You can see even the lights go on and off as it approaches the bridge. What if something like that happened here where a cargo ship, a major ship, lost its navigation, ran into one of the supports on the bridge? Is that even possible here? Because it does look like the Ambassador Bridge, although the same, roughly the same length, looks much more substantial and a higher structure than this one in Baltimore.
Absolutely. A couple of things that we have going for us with the Ambassador Bridge is this is a suspension bridge. So to have a full collapse like we have here, we would have to lose the entire suspension. The type of structure that was in the water in Baltimore is significantly different than what we have with the Ambassador Bridge. So on the upside towards Pesh Island, we have, of course, that sewer outfall, which is steel and concrete structure, which would prevent a vessel. And then on the other side, it's actually quite shallow water. So for a vessel to a substantial size like this to get there would be almost impossible because there isn't the depth. So directly in between the two pillars, between the U.S. and Canada, it would be very hard for a vessel to come with a direct strike like that unless it spun sideways and then sped up. So it's relatively difficult to have that type of impact. And the Gordie Howe is constructed without piers in the water. So, again, there's no way that a vessel could have that impact.
Well, that's good to know. Were you surprised, as I was, at how easily this bridge collapsed?
Not really, because this type of structure, we even build docks this way, where they're set on a group of pilings, and then they basically float on top. So so they're attached by that set of pilings. Pushing that roadway like it did would push that first set of balanced roadways, and then once one was knocked out of position, the other one would automatically go, and then from there, as you saw, was a domino effect.
Yeah. So when it comes to ships losing power, did we not have a freighter recently? I think we might have talked to you about it, that lost power and kind of got stuck on the Detroit River?
Yes, we did. And this is not the first vessel to lose power in Detroit River. The way that the river is laid out, with a navigation channel being the depth for these vessels, the navigation channel is actually very narrow in comparison to the rest of the river. It's maybe half at best of the actual width. So a vessel to go off will quite quickly run aground and into the mud of the Detroit River, which acts just like a suction cup. The vessel that goes in, it may move, but it'd be very difficult for it to come on shore or create a great deal of damage just by the way that the river is laid out. We had several times in the past where vessels have lost power. Captains drop their anchors and bring themselves to a full stop using their anchors. Again, because we're not deep, that's something that happens very quickly. When a captain sees the problems, does the emergency release for the anchor, and then the anchors will drag them and pull them until they stop. So to have this type of incident would be very rare here.
And you're looking at, you know, I don't know if you would know this answer or not, with shipping channels and things like that, it doesn't look like it, but would this boat have been headed to the Great Lakes at all, or is this mainly maybe its last stop heading into the east coast of the United States?
With this load and then the direction of travel, it was probably leaving port going back to Singapore. So it was a full load of containers. There was no room on the decks to hold for any other. So it was probably on a departure. And keep in mind that the Baltimore Harbor, the shipping harbor, is on the side that the vessel is now lying. So being able to get ships and move trade through there, it's come to a full stop.
Right. Yeah, I can imagine the disruption that's going to cause with anything kind of getting back and forth, not only on the water, but of course across the bridge that is now non-existent. It's going to take a long time, don't you think, to get everything back up and back to normal? That's a mess they've got there.
I see the priority in a declared mass casualty. The first priority is to get the people from the water, mm-hmm. is remove the vehicles and discover as many of the casualties, if not all the casualties, that you can, and recover and return them to their loved ones. Unfortunately, at this point, it's not a rescue. At 48-degree temperature water and the tide coming in, it's going to be recovery for those that are in the water. Here in Windsor, Essex, and with Detroit, we do practice an exercise for mass casualties similar to this, where it be a vessel fire, an explosion, whatever it may be. We do exercise to be ready for these types of events.
Wow. Oh, well, thanks, Peter. We appreciate you joining us all the time. And on this topic, Peter Berry, he is the harbor master at the Windsor Port Authority, talking about, if this could affect us in this area, something like this. And he made a great point about the construction of the Ambassador Bridge and the Gordie Howe Bridge, how they are suspension bridges. So the supports are through the suspensions that you see on top of the bridge, as opposed to being supports that are into the water, where this boat hit one of those supports and the entire bridge just crumbled.
Literally.
Yeah.
Just crazy. Just unbelievable. Yeah, thanks, Peter, for your time today.